Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the special Zoom only meeting on Tuesday, June 17, 2025 of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. It is now 5:04. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Arthur Newberg. Amy Pettinici.
Here.
Sarah Vidomsky.
I'll mute you, sir.
She's there. Waving.
Okay. All right. So Jessica Berrios Perez.
Here.
George Kurtica. Ronald Sill.
Here.
David Chevarella.
Here.
Robin Falcioni Smith.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
Okay. Record should reflect that you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people present.
Thank you, Mr. Carvalho. Number four, public portion. It's all Zoom, so we'll try to get to everybody we can here. Please state your name and address for the record if you would like to speak. Mark, how would they do it? Let you know they want to speak, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, if you can raise your hand, otherwise just unmute and give your name and address for the record.
So I'd like to speak.
Anybody from the public like to speak?
I'd like to speak.
All right, name and address for the record, please.
My name is Marcel Lajeunesse, 52 Old Sentinel Hill Road. I am a resident and a 52-year member of the Derby Fire Department. I know what this meeting is for, but I don't understand why there's discussion. According to State Statute 29-297, preference for the job of fire marshal shall be given to a local member, providing he has met the quantifiable standards. The reason the standard says shall is so that you just can't pick anybody. You can't pick someone who's tall or short or even someone who has more experience. Just because someone has 15 minutes more experience than someone else, that shouldn't be the standard. The statute is written this way for a reason. It was a case you would have a local candidate. If it was written just for a reason of having more experience, we have a local candidate, and I understand there's two candidates, but we have a local candidate who has 25 years of experience in our fire service, has been a past fire chief in the Derby Fire Department, and has been a past ambulance corps chief. He knows the buildings, he knows the town, he knows all the ins and outs of working in the town. The last person that they picked for fire chief, and I understand there's a committee, but the last person they picked destroyed our totaled our fire marshal's car in a DWI accident. I just don't think that the city needs another black eye, and I think we should do the right thing and not the politically motivated or politically expedient thing and avoid getting another black eye for our city or opening us up to potential liability. Picking someone from the outside over a locally qualified candidate is a slap in the face to every fireman in the city of Derby. Thank you for recognizing me, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Marcel. Appreciate it. Anybody else in the public like to speak? John Netto, go ahead.
John Netto, 141 Park Ave. I'd also like to almost echo what Marcel Lajeunesse said. I've been a police officer in town for 25 plus years. I'm on my way out. I just have to tell you that Dave Leonard has rang the bell more times when he needed training for whatever it would be, for help with investigations, for anything you can imagine. We could call Dave Leonard on a moment's notice and he would be there for us. That's the kind of dedication you should be looking. I don't care about experience. I don't care about that. People work together in this town. And when you're talking about fire marshals, the last one was an embarrassment. Just saying, we know what we're getting. We know what we're getting from Dave Leonard. We know where he's been. We know we've seen him as a kid, to an adolescent, to a grown-up, to now a 30-year veteran of a fire department in Derby and as well as other towns. He's recognized this should not be a politically motivated thing. It should be doing what's right for the local guy, and he's more than qualified. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, Jared Heon, 151 Olivia Street, Derby, is the address of our firehouse. I live at 10 Kylie Lane in Ansonia. I'm the captain of the storm engine company, and I just want to echo what the previous two people just said, Marcel and John. Feel strongly that David is more than qualified, and certainly his dedication is there 110%. And a lot of people in our fire company also share the same sentiment. And I could just tell you that after the last go-around that we had, it was night and day from Phil Hawks to the last person that we had. We had to wait on scene at 1 a.m. for an hour or two just to get, you know, that person to come out. So I think having the fire marshal as a resident and in town is a key thing to, you know, timely investigations and not hold everybody up and be able to respond in an immediate fashion. So just wanted to convey support from the storms, you know, like we said, for one of our guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. Anybody else in the public like to speak? You're on mute, Tommy. You're trying to talk. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Yes, I would, Mr. Mayor.
Name and address for the record.
Tom DeGennaro, 30 Derby Neck Road, Derby, Connecticut. Just want to give my support for Dave Leonard. He's homegrown. He's a Derby resident. You saw the fiasco we had when we hired an outsider the last time. Dave Leonard is more than well qualified. He's been a resident of Derby all these years. What his family's done for this town is just unbelievable. The Leonards, the Cotters. I don't understand why he just isn't appointed. I'm a police commissioner. I'm the chairman of the Derby Police Department Police Commission. And it's a sore spot with me that we have all these officers in our town. They're not residents. It's difficult trying to hire police officers from Derby. Here we have an opportunity to hire someone to be a fire marshal who's a Derby resident, who has roots here. I just don't understand why we just don't hire him. He has my full and total support, and I'm sure he'll do one hell of a job. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Yes, sir.
Thomas Biggs, 41 Bellevue Drive, Derby, Connecticut, the current fire chief. I'm not going to back a certain candidate, but I think that experience is what matters. It shouldn't matter if you live in the town. You need experience. The last person we hired, like everyone has said, was a bad hire. But he was number 3 on the list, not number 1. I think everybody forgets that. Do the right thing. Make the right decision. Experience matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
I'd like to speak.
Name and address for the record.
Paul DeGennaro, 24 Grove Avenue. I'm speaking on behalf of supporting David Leonard for the position. I feel he's more than qualified for the position. He has served the city of Derby as a member of the fire department, assistant chief and chief, and I think he is well qualified. I also would like to see the position kept in the city of Derby. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
I would, Mr. Mayor.
Name and address, please.
Mike Wittick, 151 Olivia Street, Storm Engine Company, member 49 years, currently residing 14 Dwight Street, Ansonia, Connecticut, born and raised in Derby. I'd like to show my support for David, not only because he's a local boy, but he has the institutional knowledge. He has the tenure to back him, not only as a volunteer chief throughout the Derby system, but also as an officer in the largest city in the state, the city of Bridgeport, in his career job. He's thorough. He's well-versed. He's dedicated, as the other people have said. He's there at a moment's notice, and he'll do the right thing for the city, and he will be he'll do us proud. So as Chief Big said, I think we should just do the right thing on qualifications. I understand that some candidates may not have the full gamut of qualifications, but David has what's needed to do the job, and other qualifications can be learned as you go. But that tribal knowledge, that instinct, is not something you can learn. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, may I? Justin Marino, Assistant Fire Chief, Derby, Connecticut. 151 Olivia Street, Storm Engine Company. I currently reside at 24 Reservoir Drive in Ansonia. I've spoken to you personally about this matter. I've spoken to David Leonard about this matter. I was informed about 20 minutes ago that there is a rumor going around that myself and other individuals have quit the Derby Fire Department if David Leonard was made fire marshal. Not to make this about me or anybody else. That is untrue. I don't know where that came from, and that is absolutely ridiculous. That being said, upsets me more to the point that I would want to quit the Derby Fire Department, that people are willing enough to run their mouth because they don't like somebody over personal vendettas rather than the guy that's going to do the job right. I know both candidates. I think both would be fine. I would prefer David personally because he is obviously a friend of mine and he's local. But for people to do that and run their mouth that way upsets me a lot. And I would hope that it's not true and it's just some sort of rumor mill going around. And if there is something of that nature going around, that the mayor or anybody else would call me personally to discuss. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Chief, thank you. And I can tell you firsthand that that's the first I'm hearing of that. And I have not heard that rumor at all. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number five, executive session, appointment of fire marshal, personnel negotiations. We need a motion to go into executive session, invite corporation counsel and Linda Fusco, if she's on.
So moved. Amy.
Made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, so what we're going to do is pause the recording and the put everybody in the waiting room who is not a member of the board or invited into the executive session. And then once the executive session is over, then we'll come back. We'll put everybody back into the waiting room. I mean, back into the meeting, excuse me. Oh. All right, so it's going to just take a minute. Let me just see. All right, so I'm gonna put everybody in the waiting room. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah, it's a scoop net, and I hook it up to the pole, you know.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, Mayor.
Good?
Yep.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of executive session at 5:48 p.m., please.
Don't move, Ron.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Second, Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number six, regular session action of executive session, approve appointment of fire marshal. Do I have a motion?
Move to appoint Brian Lampart as the fire marshal of the city of Derby based on the recommendation of the search committee.
Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
How many opposed?
Dave Chavarella.
All right, just one. Okay. Okay. Motion carries. Number seven, Bradley School Playground. Discussion of possible action on approval of funds for the Bradley School Playground. So in order to try to get this playground back up and running again, we actually had a blighted playground because it wasn't safe. So we're talking with Dr. Conway. I'm asking for the alderman to approve $50,000 from the blight fund. The Board of Education will put up $50,000, and then the playground committee has around $27,000 raised, so we can get this back up and running before the school year. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That'll be great for the kids. Number eight, Ron.
Motion to adjourn, 5:50.
Motion made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Amy, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.